Chapter 7. Another Adventure. A few days later, Harvey and Tom Platt went out again in the dory, and this time Harvey felt more experienced. "I'm not nervous anymore," he said excitedly to Tom. "You're learning well, my boy," said Tom. "And you're starting to get real working hands, hard and strong. Not those soft white hands from before." Harvey helped Tom to put bait on the fish hooks, and they fished together for a few hours in friendly silence, watching the sea. "It's so peaceful here," thought Harvey. "The sea is really magical. I'm actually enjoying my new life. I just feel terrible because my parents don't know I'm alive." Suddenly, Harvey saw something large and white moving slowly towards them. It was like an enormous white wall rising up from the sea, and it was moving quite fast. "What's that?" he asked Tom, pointing to the huge thing. But before Tom could answer, there was a great roaring sound. It continued for a couple of seconds, and then something fell and hit the water. "Watch out!" Tom shouted. "It's an iceberg! Lie on the floor, quick!" They just had time to lie down in the boat, and then the sea went crazy. The piece of iceberg made enormous waves, and the dory danced around in the sea like a yo-yo. Harvey was terrified. He lay on his face and trembled as giant waves hit the little boat. He was soaking wet and freezing cold. "We can't survive this," he said to himself. "I'm sure the boat will turn over, and this time nobody can save me." But Tom Platt understood how he felt. Maybe he remembered his first meeting with an iceberg. He put his arm around Harvey. "Just hold on to me," he said in a low voice, between the noise of the crashing waves. "It will get calmer soon." Later, the sea was quieter again, but there was a lot of water in the boat, and Tom and Harvey worked hard to remove it. Then, slowly and carefully, they returned to the We're Here. "You'll get accustomed to it," Tom said. "The sea can be a dangerous place, but you learn to live with it." The next day, Harvey stayed on board the We're Here. He needed to recover from his terrible experience. In the morning, Disco spent some time teaching Harvey how to steer the boat. It was not as easy as it looked. He was supposed to stand in a special way and hold the wheel very firmly. Harvey tried to do it right, and his shoulders hurt. He was very proud when, for the first time, he turned the wheel and the boat responded to his command. It felt good to be in control. "Come and watch me steer the boat," he called to Dan. His friend was checking the ropes on the other side of the deck, but he went to join Harvey. He was happy to have a friend his age on the boat. It made the fishing season more fun. Also, the two boys liked each other and were becoming good friends. Disco went below deck for a few minutes. Harvey and Dan stood together and enjoyed the sea wind in their faces. After a few minutes at the wheel, Harvey decided to be more adventurous and made a sudden turn into the wind. This was not a good idea. Crack! Both boys heard a loud noise. They turned quickly and watched in horror as the mast flew across the deck and tore through a sail. Disco heard it too and came running immediately. "You mustn't do things like that, Harvey," he shouted. "Why didn't you stop him?" he shouted to Dan. "He's not responsible," said Harvey. It was my bad idea. The boys lowered the sail in total silence, and Harvey spent all his free time during the next few days learning how to repair it. Soon, the wealthy businessman's arrogant son discovered he was very good at sewing. Later, Dan said to Harvey, "It's okay. I learnt to steer a boat a few years ago, and I made the same mistake." After that, Harvey didn't feel so bad.